Be'ezer Hashem, Bracha Yisdaf, Nun Tes. We're finishing off the discussion of the different constellations of Moksil, Ayish, Haida, Oza, Basra. Why is it going behind it? Meaning, why is Ayish following Kima? The Amr Allah, Havli, Bonai, Shem, Yisho, Shakash, Bracha, Bikish, Havim, Abel, Oilam, Nabal, Shnei, Kachavim, Kima, Havim, Abel, Oilam. So Ayish is saying to Kima, so to speak, giving me back my children, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring a Mabel, the flood, to the world, so he took two stars out of the constellation called Kima, and that is how the Mabel came about. Because Yubikish the Sasma, when he wanted to stop up the flood and stop the Mabel, so he took two stars from Aish and he stopped up Kima. So basically, what wound up happening is that the constellation called Kima wound up getting two stars from Aish, and that's why Aish is falling after it, so to speak, to say, give back my children. I will have the law, why didn't you just give Kima back its original stars that you took out? Because when you dig a pit, if you try to fill it up with the dirt that you dug out of the pit, it won't be enough to fill it up. Or because the prosecuting agent cannot become the defending agent. So just create two new stars for it. There's nothing new under the sun. Will eventually return the stars to, I guess, to Aish and to Kima. Sounds like that. Right to Aish. So then I guess then Kima will get its original two stars back also. Okay, says Gemara for the Valas Zvois. So we saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek that Zvois is one of the things for which you can make the bracha of Shekaychai Ugvurasai Malay Oilam. My Zvois, what are Zvois? Some of Katina Gua. It's an earthquake. That's how Rashi explained it. Rav Katina Avak Oziel Ba'urcha. Rav Katina was traveling. Kimata Apisla de Be'uba Tamyo. When he passed by the house of an Oiv sorcerer that uses bones for his sorcery, Ganach Gua, there was an earthquake. Over me, other Uba Tamya Gua Ma'u. Ha! Does Uba Tamya know what this earthquake is all about? Ramale Kola. So the Uba Tamya screamed out to Rav Katena, 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 Amai Le'adana. Why don't I know? When Hashem remembers how his children are dwelling in pain and suffering, between the nations of the world, he drops two tears, so to speak, into the great ocean, and the sound is heard from one end of the earth to the other. And that's the cause of the earthquakes. So Rav Katina said, Ubatamya is a falsifier and his words are false. According to that explanation, it should have two earthquakes. The Gemara says, really, it's not a good proof against what Ubatamya said. It really does quake twice. Why didn't he admit that Ubatamya's explanation was a certainly plausible explanation? So that people shouldn't come to stray after the Uba Tamya, which is obviously prohibited. Rav Katena says that he holds that the source of the whole earthquake business is because Hashem, so to speak, claps his hands. It's obviously an expression of anhaga, out of anguish when he remembers how Kol Yisrael are shurim b'tzar. It says the gamani aket kapi al kapi. I will smack one hand to the other, and I will assuage my wrath. Rabbi Nosson says that he groans kibiyachol. Shneamar v'nichaisi chamasi bam behinichamti, right, which is a lashon of anocho. Rabbanon say that he stomps, so to speak, on the firmament, on the heavens. Shneamar heidod kedarchim yanel kol yeshvei aretz, right, lashon of drichov, stomping. Ravachav v'yakov v'deichik zragav v'chaskiz yakovay. He pushes his feet kibiyachol under the heavenly throne. Obviously, these are all different expressions of certain anhagas, and it would be a very interesting makom iyun, which is not within the context of the shir right now, to figure out exactly what the specific expression of anhaga the Gemara is referring to. Okay, says Gemara for the Valar, Amim on thunder. Myra Amim, what is thunder? Meaning, what's the cause of it? How does it come about? Amir Shmuel, Anani Begalgala. It's the clouds Begalgala. So Rashi says either it's the clouds rubbing against each other, or it's some type of galgal. I'm not sure exactly what Rashi's talking about, that the clouds kind of get caught up in the stir. Shenamar kodra amcha begalgal ha'iru, brokim tevel rogz avatira sha'aretz. Rabbanon amri anani deshavchim ayla hadadi. The Rabbanon says it's the water pouring from one cloud to the next. Shenamar l'kol titay ha'mayin mayim b'shamayim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov yomar barka tekifa debarik ba'anonamit bar gizizi debarze. It's strong lightning which goes through the clouds and breaks pieces of ice or hail. The clouds are hollow inside. When the wind blows by them, and it's like when wind passes by a barrel, like the sound that it makes. It makes the most sense to say that has to do with the lightning passing through the clouds. The barik barko manami anani vasimita, because you see the flash of lightning and then you hear the roar of the clouds, and then that's when the rain comes. Interestingly enough, it's brought down in the Paiskim. I assume based on this language of the Gemara that you see that the lightning and the thunder, the rain goes together, that if it's just heat lightning, so then you wouldn't make a bracha on that. Which, to me, sounds like a very big chiddush, but, I mean, I see where there's a makom for it, but that's the way the Mishabur brings it down. The Mishabur brings down the chayalim, if it's just heat lightning, you don't make a bracha. Now, we're going to see later that really you could make on both lightning and thunder, meikar, then you could either make shekachay ugvurasay mali olam, or you could make a isamais of reishus. But the minig is that we make an isamais of reishus on the lightning, and we make a shekachay ugvurasay mali olam on thunder. But what if you saw them together? If you saw them together, so then the place can say that you just say isamais of reishus for both of them. Because anyway, isamais of reishus is a more inclusive bracha. But if they're not mamish together, so then you make the separate bracha on each one. You make the bracha of isamais of reishus on the lightning, and then if later you hear thunder, so make shekachay on the thunder. By the way, a suffix that I've always had, and personally I'm machmir for it, because I remember asking Big Talmidei Chachamim, and they didn't, you know, give me a clear answer one way or the other, is that when the Gemara talks about making a bracha on lightning and thunder, is it talking about even the flash of the lightning, or specifically the bolt of the lightning? Because the lightning itself is the bolt. Just the light that you see is the reflection of the light off of the clouds or whatever. So do you have to see the bolt, or is it enough to see the flash? And thunder also, you could have the same type of question, because there's the crack of the thunder, which you have to be close enough to the storm to be able to hear that. And then there's, after the crack of the thunder, there's the roll of the thunder, right? The kind of like rumbling roll that is kind of like the echo of the thunder a little bit. So perhaps you have to hear the crack of the thunder and only that make a bracha. So personally, I'm machmir, I don't make the bracha unless I actually see the bolt of lightning and hear the crack of the thunder. But I definitely don't have a proof one way or the other which way it is. Interestingly enough, it's brought down in the Paiskim. Mishabura doesn't bring it down, but the Shari Tshuva brings it down, that if a person, let's say, made a nice amount of brachos on lightning, and he had in mind to potter up the thunder, which is almost certainly going to come immediately thereafter, so it's not l'chatchila to do that, but b'di'evit is yaitzei. Interesting. Okay, says anymore further, ruchais, on wind. My ruchais. What is the wind referring to? Amar Abai, zafa. It's referring to really strong wind. Amar Abai, gemir de zafa, but like storm winds. Amar Abai, gemir de zafa, but lele lehevei. Abai said that we have a Masara that there's no such thing as these strong storms during the night. In fact, the Gemara, Valkachazen, it's a heavy one. You know, see, sometimes it happens. So the Gemara, Huda Aschuli B'Yamama, it started during the day. So if it started during the day, it can continue with the night, but it won't start during the night. Amar Abai Gemir Dezafa Tarati Shai Laikai. We have a Masara that these strong storm winds won't continue for 2 hours. Lekai Mashanemer, because of what it says, Lekai Mashanemer, Tzara, that it won't be twice Tzara. Valkachazen, it's a Koi. What do you mean? We see that it does last. So the Gemara answers, Masi Beni Beni. And then it interrupts in the middle, meaning it won't go consecutively straight without any break whatsoever for 2 hours straight. Now the Tosis over here says that there's two types of strong winds that we're talking about. There's one type of strong wind when it's like really just like a crazy, like unbelievably powerful storm wind. And then there's, you know, a wind which is not like, you know, tremendous storm winds, but again, but a much stronger wind than normal. And it's brought down in the Mishabura. The Mishabura brings down that the best thing is to always say an isomai sabre. Sorry, Taisa says that if it's a really, really strong storm, and so that's when you make shekach v'rasai mali oilam. But if it's just a mild strong wind, so then you would make isomai sabre. The Mishabura says we're not so expert to know which is which, so it's always best to make isomai sabre. Maisa, it seems that generally speaking, people, I've never heard anybody making this bracha on wind. Like, we're all very familiar with making a bracha on lightning and thunder, but not so much on wind. Perhaps because we're chayshish, that maybe we're not so sure what's really even a strong wind. And I certainly would imagine if a person was in a hurricane, chas v'shalom, then he for sure would make a shekach v'rasal ma'ale oivim. Less than that, you know, don't know. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Fine. Oh, by the way, sorry, just before we go on, it's brought down the Rosh brings down the Nishama. If there's a person who's in a bathroom and he, let's say, saw lightning or heard thunder, so if he could get out within Teich Kedei Dibur, which is about like a second and a half or 2 seconds, the amount of time that takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Meiri, or maybe even just Shalom Alecha Rabbi, which is like a second, between 1 and 2 seconds. So if he can get out within that time of when the thunder or lightning happens, so then he should go out and make a bracha. It's talking about where his hands are not dirty, then he didn't go to the bathroom yet, or he's able to wash his hands really, really quickly, right, or wipe them on some surface, right? And the place can bring down, based on this Rosh that he brings to the Yishalmi, that this is always the Shir Zman. In other words, you have to say the bracha immediately when you see the lightning or hear the thunder, because otherwise, if you wait Teich Kedei Dibur and it's already after that point, so then you lost the bracha. So that's a very, very important point to be aware of. So then, my brachim, what's brachim? I'm a Rav Barka, it's lightning. Another point, just before we go like that, that the Rosh brings in the name of the Yerushalmi, is that if, let's say, you saw lightning or heard thunder, and the sky is basically stayed cloudy. Let's say even the storm abated for a while, but the sky stayed cloudy. If then later the thunder and lightning resumed, you would not make a new bracha. But if the skies completely, totally, utterly, and absolutely became 100% clear, and then later in the day a completely new, different storm formed, so then you would be able to make a new bracha on the lightning and thunder that you saw afterwards. The Magen Avraham points out that even though usually when we say, like, when you see, the huge mountains or big rivers, etc., that we say that you make a Yis Ma'is Abreshis only once every 30 days, and over here, you know, you can make it every new storm, it's because over here it's not the same thing. It's a different lightning, it's a different thunder. Fine. V'almar ava barka yichido barka chimro barka yirukta ba'anang etzalkan mekan marvis avaz mekan dobis v'tati anang etzalkan echadol ha'ape chaberta kulu kashin. So Rav says all these things are difficult, meaning they're it's a bad sign. Meaning one single lightning bolt, or a white lightning bolt, or a green lightning bolt, or clouds that go from the west and then they start off from the west and they come up in the south, or two storm clouds that collide into one another, they're all a bad sign. Am I not going to know what's the point of telling you this? And Boyerachem to Davin, Davin to Hashem, that he should help out, that he should help us to be saved from any danger. That's only if it happened to him like that. But but if it's in the morning, it's not meaningful. The morning clouds don't really have any substance. Yeah, your chesed is just like a morning cloud; it just passes, which is an important point. Just tangentially, you see that chesed has to be kavua. It can't just be like every now and then, when you feel like it. It has to be with a kavis. Obviously, it's better to do something than nothing at all, but. Still, it means it ought to have a kvias. What do you mean? There's an expression that says, that you, a donkey rider who brings produce around to the marketplace to sell it, if you wake up in the morning and you see that it's raining, so just take your sack of grain and sleep on it, because there's no point, because since it's raining, it's going to be a good solid rain, and there's going to be plenty of produce, and people are not going to need it, and they're not going to buy it for good money from you. So we see that sometimes it could be good solid rain in the morning. So what do you mean the morning clouds don't have any substance? If it's a lightweight cloud, so that's what we were talking about. But if it's a good, strong, solid, thick cloud, so that does have substance. Thunder was created to straighten the crookedness in the heart. Shnemar, as it says, Elokim also shirim l'fan of the Almighty made so that they should fear before him. Which, by the way, is an important point that when you hear thunder, you should kind of like a little bit contemplate, wow, the power of God, right? And, let a little bit of fear sink into your heart. Say the Gemara further. The Omar, Rabbi Alexander, Levi, and if you see a rainbow in the cloud, you have to fall upon your face in prostration. The Pasuk says that the appearance of the rainbow is like an appearance of the glory of Hashem. The Arab fell upon him, and at the end of the pasuk says that he saw and he fell down on his face. So like the Rav and Eretz Yisrael, they would say a curse upon someone who bows when he sees a rainbow. Because it looks like you're bowing to the rainbow itself. It doesn't look like you're bowing because of this expression of great glory of God. It just looks like you're bowing to the rainbow. But avada, you have to make a bracha. What's the bracha that you say when you see a rainbow? Baruch Zecher Abris. You say the bracha that he remembers the covenant, because Hashem made a covenant with the knife that he would never bring another marvel to destroy the whole world. Right, and the rainbow is the sign. The Masisa Tana, the Brice, it says, you should say this lashon of he's faithful in his covenant and steadfast in his statement. So we say both of them brachas like habris and never brisa v'kamim mamaroi. So we say it all as one big bracha. And it's, you know, the different shinuyin and schois precisely exactly how to say it. You know, you look up and you look in a siddur to see it. Interestingly enough, the Bir Halacha over here has a suffix that do you have to see the whole semi, this whole half circle of the rainbow, or is it enough to, even if you just see a piece of a rainbow, right? Okay, so now, says the Gemara, one second. Okay. Just make sure we didn't miss anything over here. Yeah, okay, fine. Says the Gemara, so mountains and things like that, so we say it's my sabbatia. So the Gemara says like this, all the things that we set up until now, shooting stars, lightning, thunder, the hard winds, but they're not my sabbatia. Why over there you only make shikach l'gvaras ma'l'el, and over here you make us my sabbatia. He made lightning for the rain. Otherwise, says Abai, put it all together, that you make both, according to Rashi, the way to read this is that you make both brachas on all of them. According to Tysus, it would mean that you make either brach on all of them. But Tani Rava, and Rava says, Rava Amar Hasam Avar Tati, over there, when it comes to lightning and thunder and those things like the wind and the shooting stars, you can make both brachas, which according to Rashi would mean both, and according to Tysus means either or, and that's when we pass in like Tysus. Right? You can make either or. Baruch Shkach Amalei Olam, that you can make either Shkach Amalei Olam, but it's either one you want. Hacha is my sabreshis, ego shikach malei olam leka, but all these things like rivers and seas and mountains, it's only ice my sabreshis, you can't say shikach malei olam. And as we mentioned earlier, the minig is to say ice my sabreshis on lightning, and shikach ras malei olam on thunder. Amar v'shimun levi, amar harei rakibat harasa, if you see the sky in its absolute clarity, amar baruch ice sabreshis, you say ice my sabreshis, emasai, when is this considered fully a full clear sky? Amar v'ayki asa mitcha kulelelio, it's when it's raining the whole night. And in the morning, a wind comes in, you know, just blows the whole storm away, and you see the clarity of the sky. It's arguing in this on Rav and Papa Amar Chista. The Amar Rav and Papa Amar Chista. Yom Shachar Beis Midrash Lanir Zarkev Tarosam. The day the Beis Midrash was destroyed, you'll never see the sky in its full clarity. Shneamar in its full pure clarity. Shneamar says, "Al Bishlam Kadus, I will enclose the heavens with darkness of sakas and ksusam, and I will place sackcloth their clothing." Says the Gemara further. Someone who sees the sun in the beginning of the full cycle of all the celestial positionings of all the different things up there. The moon in its might, and the stars in their paths, and the constellations in their order. The aim is heavy. When does this happen that the whole cycle comes full swing? Amar Bai Kol Chachashin. It's every 28 years. It's once in 28 years. Actually, we had it a few years ago. I think it was in Erev Pesach, if I'm not mistaken, about 4 years ago, something like that, Erev Pesach. And then the cycle begins again, and the season of Nisan falls on when the constellation called Shabsai starts on the night of the third going into the fourth. Okay, Rashi has a whole long explanation of exactly what this means. Unfortunately, I didn't really manage to work it out and understand, you know, what it means. But Baruch Hashem, we have people that, you know, work these things out, and we know based on the calendar when it is. The Yishenim already saying, you know, it's like, you know, you need a real expert in these things to properly understand how to work all these things out. When it comes to Baruch Hashem, so it's brought down in the Paiskim that L'chatchila should be done within the L'chatchila should be Zizim Magdimin, you know, right away after Shacharis. The best thing to do would be to daven Shacharis Nates, and then immediately afterwards Bereivam for everybody to do it together, but at the very least within the first 3 hours of the day, because according to some Paiskim, after 3 hours of the day you can't do it anymore. And other Paiskim, B'diyam B'shan Sadchai, you can stay up until Chatzos. Says Gemara further, what's the prakim? 30 days. That's what we said we've been going up until now. If you see the river Pras from the bridge of Bavel and further up, so you can make a Maisa Bereishis, because from that point we know that it was not changed by man at all. But nowadays that they already did change it, Parsai the Persians changed it. So only from the area called Beishvar and further up has it not been altered by human hands, and therefore you can say it's my separations. Rabbi Yitzvah Amar Me'id the Kiru, Rabbi Yitzvah says, not only from Eir the Kiru and further up. Amar Amar Bar Amar Re'e Diglas Agishto Deshvistan Ayim Baruch HaSemai Sebeishis. So another example with the river of Diglas, that only from that point up we know that it wasn't altered by Meir Maichidek. So this is very important. It's brought down in the Paiskim that only rivers or even seas for that matter, like Mishabur says, the Suez Canal, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha because that was altered by people, right? So anything that was altered by people, you can't make a bracha by Smais Bereshis anymore. So he said that when it comes to a sea, so Menastam, you don't have to worry that maybe it was altered by people. When it comes to rivers, you really never know, right? So according to some Paiskim, if you're not 100% sure there wasn't altered by people, you know, it's coarse or whatever, so then you would talk and not be able to make a bracha. So that's for the Mai Chidekel. What does Chidekel stand for? It's water is crisp and light. My process is that its waters are fruitful and multiply. Why are the people of Mechuzah, meaning the Goyim of Mechuzah, sharp? Because they drink the waters of the river called Diglas. Why are they ready? Why are they red? Why is the complexion reddish? Because they have relations during the day. Why their eyes move? Because they live in dark houses. Okay, says the Gemara for the Okay, so we saw that on rain, right? We said that on rain you make a bracha of atayv ametiv. That was what the Mishnah said on Daf and Dalid, that on rain you make a bracha atayv ametiv. Now, just a general note, which is brought down in the Paiskim, is that in areas, in countries where rain is a very normal thing, and they never, you know, drought is very rare, right? And just the rain is plentiful all the time. So then people are not excited when it rains, right? You know, in America, the classic song, unfortunately, is Rain, Rain, Go Away. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, the classic song is Ma'ashiv Aruach. You know, it's like everybody's so excited in Eretz Yisrael when the rain comes. You know, so it's brought down in the halacha that if you live in a country where rain is just plentiful all the time, and you know nobody's particularly excited about it when the rainy season starts, so then you don't make all the brachas that we're about to learn about. You only make these brachas in places, you know, either in a place where, let's say, normally rain is plentiful, but there was a huge drought, like there was, you know, in the past season in America, right? At least in certain places in America, or in places where there's always where there's a huge drought. So Mishabur says that in Eretz Yisrael, where during the summer it gets very, very dry, and when the rainy season comes, like we mentioned, everybody's so excited and very joyful about it. So then it makes sense that the first time that it starts raining, you should say these brachas according to all the details that we'll learn soon, right? However, he says that other places can say that if it's going according to the regular season, even though, because this is the way it always works. According to other places, they say this is the way it always works in Eretz Yisrael. During the summer, it's really dry, and then during the winter, the rain comes. If it's going like normal, there wasn't a greater drought than normal, then you wouldn't make the bracha. So the Be'er Halacha is not so happy about this. He said, okay, so make the bracha without Shema Malchus. L'maisa, I've never heard of anybody in Eretz Yisrael making this bracha when the rains start coming. So it would seem, I guess, that we're chayshish talking for the Prima Godim. Okay, says the Gemara further. V'alak shomim atav yametim v'varech, you make atav yametim on rain. V'amar v'vav v'amilam v'msisa taner. V'vav says, others say it's a braisa. V'imos v'varech alak shomim, from when do you make the bracha on rain? V'shayit z'chatzim l'kos kala, from when the groom goes out to greet the bride, which is a euphemism referring to when there's already enough puddles on the ground, so that when the rain comes down, so like there's drops, splashes that go up. So it looks like it's going up to greet it. Ma'im v'varechin, so what bracha do you make once it's that much? I'm going to review the We are thanking you for every single drop that you bring down for us. Rabbi Yechon ends it off like this. From Nishmas, if our mouths will be full of song, kayam, like the ocean, etc. Until then you say, right, the Gra brings down that you say, as well. So the Gemara says, "Well, Hashem is the one who gets abundant thanks, like Kaladus, not all the thanks." Amar Rava Imah Kaladus. You say the God of thanks, and he gets Amar Pavil and Amnu Tzavayis. So let's say both of it says a Papa. Rava Idays Vakeladus. But if you'll notice all over the place wherever like this, a Machlek is what exactly the Nusach of the Bracha should be, or which Bracha is. Rav Papa always says, "Okay, we'll say all of them. We'll say both of them." So obviously it's a sheet of Rav Papa which needs to be worked out. What is this sheet? I'm not sure, but it's obviously a sheet over here. So you say both of them. You say Rava Idays Vakeladus. Right, and there's a different precise nuschas brought down. Kel roivai dais, maybe kel right. The Shulchan Aruch says kel roivai dais. That's how you say it. Just one second, make sure we're not missing anything over here. Fine, okay. Velakasho, so Maisa the Mishnah says you say atavei ameitim over here from the Amoraim or the Brisa, so we have a totally different bracha over here. So velakasho, the Shama Mishma, the Chazam Mishnah. One is talking about if you heard about it. One is talking about if you saw it. The Shalom Mishmah Ein Besuris Taivis. But wait a minute, if you heard about it, so that's good tidings. It's an Ein Besuris Taivis, and Baruch Tavim Eitiv. So Mishmah says that on good tidings you say Tavim Eitiv. Let me see the Chazi, Michza. Both are talking about where you saw the rain. But like, how should Allah support the other Asa Tuba? One is talking about if it was only a little bit, and one is talking about if there was a lot, right? So if there would be only a little bit, then you would make the bracha of Maidim Anach Lach. If there would be a lot, so then you make the bracha of Atavim Eitiv. If I say Havaha Asa Tuba, or you could say both is talking about there's a lot. Like Asher, they say are, they say are. One is talking about where you have land, so then you say Atavim Eitiv. And one is talking about where you don't have land, so you say the bracha of Maidim of the bracha of Maidim. Wait a minute. The Brisa says that if you built a new house or you bought new vessels, I'm Brach Shechianu, began on Zman Zay, you say the Brach of Shechianu, Shalai Shalachem, but if it's yours and someone else's as well, so you say Atavia Meitiv, right? Like if you buy a new fridge, so it's not only for you, it's for you, your wife, your kids, so you say Atavia Meitiv. Like Asher, the Isle Shutvis or the Lesle Shutvis. If you have partnerships, then you make a tevi ametiv. If you don't have partnership, you don't make a tevi ametiv. That's what the Brisa says. Kitzur shel davar. The summation of it is: Al shalom yulaimer. If it's just for you, you say baruch shechem v'kimon v'al shalom v'shal chaveram baruch tevi ametiv. But it's for you and someone else, so you say a tev v'ametiv. So 1 second. So over here we have machlokes v'shanim. Rashi learns what does it mean that you have a shutus. Rashi says that when it comes to land, even though you don't have a partner in your actual piece of land that you own, but it happens to be that this is also, when it rains, it's not beneficial only for you, it's beneficial for anybody who has land. In other words, this is called something, it's a toiva sheish b'shutzis. There are people that are partners with you, so to speak, in the good thing that is happening to you. Namely, that rain is coming down, and now there's what to feed everything. Right, whereas other Rishonim say that no, it has to be that people actually have a shutvis together with you in that karka, right? And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif Wall that no, it's only if you have karka that someone else is actually a shutvis in it. And then there's a whole question about when it comes to something like this. When it comes to land, would it help if you have a wife and children because they don't necessarily directly benefit from it? Maybe it's an indirect benefit. And that's also another machlokes hapoiskim that comes up over here. Let's see, what else do we have over here? Right, so basically what comes out from the Gemara is that if you don't have land, according to Rashi it comes like this. If you have land, so if you don't have land, you say the bracha of Maidim. According to some places, you have to be able to actually see the rain to be able to say the bracha of Maidim. Whereas if you have land, so then it's a b'sura taiva. It's a good tidings. So you would say the bracha either way. And according to the Rif, it's only if you have land in actual partnership with someone else that you would say atavim meitiv. And if not, then you would say, then it's not 100% clear. It sounds like from the Paiskin that according to the Rif, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if the land was just yours yourself, you would say Shechianu. And if you didn't have any land at all, you would say the Bracha Maidim, again, only if you actually saw it. That's what it sounds like. It comes out from the Paiskin. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. If there's nobody else benefiting together with you, so you don't say Atavimetiv, Tanya, the Bais Nizam, Rolei Yelda, Ishtek Zalchar, and Baruch Atavimetiv. If his wife gave birth to a boy, so you say Atavimetiv, says the Gemara, Sam Nam Dike Ishtabadei, his wife is also benefiting, the Nichol HaBazach, she's happy to have a boy. Tashma will bring a proof, Mates of Yarshai, if a person's father died, and he's inheriting all of his money. So first he says Baruch Dayan Emes, of the fact that he lost his father, and on the Yerusha that he's getting, so he says Atavimetiv. So who's benefiting with him? Says the Gemara, Sam Nam Dike Achai, to Garantivadei. That you have the brothers that are inheriting together with him. His brothers are inheriting together with him. If he didn't have brothers, then the taka would only make a shachianu. Tashma will bring a proof. Shinu yain and tzarch levarch. If you bring different wine, so you don't have to make a new barpi agafin. Shinu makom tzarch levarch. If you changed your place and you went out, came back, you would have to make a new bracha. Even though you don't have to make a new barpi agafin, if you bring in different wine, but you would say atayv amativ because of the great taiva of the fact that there's more wine. And by the way, in this halacha of saying atavya metiv on more wine, it is so complex to try to work out if there's any case. I personally have never seen anybody do this before. You know, making a bracha of atavya metiv when they decided to bring out a new bottle of wine onto the table, right? Because some places can say that it's only talking about. I think some places can say that it has to be that the bottle of wine wasn't on the table, that the second bottle of wine wasn't on the table when he first there. Titus brings down a whole machlekes, whether the second bottle of wine has to be better quality than the first bottle of wine, or even if it's worse quality, as long as it's not, you know, like, barely edible, right? And then there's a question of whether you're not sure if it's better quality, right, which is also talked about in Titus. And then there's white wine versus red wine, right, and is it that you have to go down to your cellar to get it? There's so many pratim over here, in what goes into when you can make the bracha of atavya metiv when you bring more wine, because basically, you know, the main points are whether you're making a bracha on the fact that there's better wine or there's just a ribuy of wine, and according to, I think the Rambam holds that it has to be a different type of wine. I think that's brought down in the place game over here. So I it would seem to me that that's the reason why this bracha just, you know, does not seem to be said so much. I mean, another interesting thing that comes up just in general is that it's brought down that according to the Rashba, all of these brachas that we're talking about right now, Atavya Meitiv and Shechiyanu and all these things, not Dainer Emes, but the Atavya Meitiv ones and the Shechiyanu, is there a shus that you don't have to? So that would explain why a lot of these things, so if it's complex in the place, we've got to work it out. So that would explain why it's just kind of like, you know, in a lot of places just kind of fizzled out. Why not? If it's justified to make a bracha, you know, like if a person, you know, bought a new car, why wouldn't you make a shechen or a tavya meitiv? Like, why not express your gratitude to the Eibishter? But okay, but where it's like a whole complex, you know, machlekes, fine, so then I can understand why, okay, so we're not going to say a tavya meitiv, we're going to bring a new bottle of wine, because if you open up Mishabur, you'll see that, you know, there's just so many details to work out to see if it's b'chlal possible to figure out, you know, if there's any one case where you have, for sure, according to all places, you should make a tavya meitiv on the wine. But in any event, so the Gemara is saying, but who else is benefiting? It's him. So the Gemara says, "Asam namdi kabenei chabur the shosam adei." He's drinking together with other people, and this also this is another aspect of the whole question. What does it mean that there's other people drinking with him? If they're guests, so then it's not their wine. So the Mishnah says, okay, if he puts the bottle of wine on the table, then it's kilu. He's giving it to everybody, and therefore they really are. Right, Taisa says that it could be that his wife and kids with him together also would be considered shutvis. We mentioned earlier that according to some place, when it comes to like buying new things or building a house, it has to be that they're directly benefiting. It doesn't work if it's only an indirect benefit, right? So generally speaking, if you're buying like a new fridge or a new couch or something, so for sure your wife and kids are directly benefiting from that. So it would definitely justify atavya meitiv. When it comes to things where it's much more questionable whether they're directly benefiting, so then it's not 100% clear, you know, if you would make atavya meitiv in that type of situation or not. Okay, we'll leave the next little bit for tomorrow's daf. Is Shemli Nether, which is daf Samech.